Always nice to talk to Emmett Golden Drive, host ESPN 850 in Cleveland, that anyone would have time and isn't talking to somebody somewhere about what went on yesterday. Unbelievable. Emmett Golden, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
This is obviously a crazy day. We talked about what an amazing day to keep an eye on the NBA trade deadline, but really, if there's no Cleveland, nothing really happened in the NBA yesterday. It must have had your head spinning. Did you see anything like this coming on?
The very first deal when you initially hear that, you know, Isaiah Thomas and Channing Frye are gone, or, you know, to the Lakers, bringing back Clarkson and Nance, I thought that was the deal. You know, I said, wow, okay, they got Isaiah Thomas out of here, and he never really fit. They wanted it to work. I think he wanted it to work, but just from a style of play as well as an attitude standpoint, he just didn't fit. So I figured that was the move. But to see them move Rose and Shumpert and to get George Hill back, and even Crowder, who was a big part of the Kyrie Irving deal, to see them move those guys and get George Hill and Rodney Hood in return blew my mind. And then to wrap it all up, you know, you go, what? They got rid of Dwayne Wade, which was weird here in Cleveland. We didn't know how to feel about that. We didn't know if that would upset LeBron or how that would feel. You know, through the night, we found out that actually LeBron had input on this, and it was that move was to give Dwayne Wade and do him a solid. So it was a crazy day. I thought they'd make a move, and they made a bunch of moves.
When did you start to realize, Emmett, that Isaiah was not going to work out? He was ball hogging it. He doesn't play a lick of defense anyway, but his defense somehow got worse than it was, surrounded by the talent he was in Boston last year, Jaylen Brown, Jay Crowder. When did you realize this is a disaster? At least the Cavs corrected it very, very quickly, or on the last day they could have for this year.
Yeah, I did my best to just give him the benefit of the doubt, knowing that he's coming back from a major injury. But you could tell, you know, about 10 games in, he just wasn't able to get past anyone. He didn't have that speed and the explosion that made him the Isaiah Thomas he was last year in Boston. And once you saw that, you went, just thought to, you know, I know I thought to myself, man, we're in trouble if he can't get that back, because you need production from that point guard position. Now, everybody can't be Kyrie Irving, but you need something better than the nights that Isaiah Thomas was having, 3 for 15, 2 for 16. He had some really tough shooting nights, and a lot of that time you had the ball in his hand and you were coming up empty with turnovers and missed shots. So you could tell that, man, the Cavaliers would have been in big trouble if they didn't do something. But I have to give them credit. They could have held on to both Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder, two pieces that definitely did not fit. They could have held on to them and forced it. They didn't, and I think they made the right move by trading those guys
well,
away.
And Derrick Rose, Utah's probably going to cut him today. Yeah. His heart doesn't seem in the sport anymore. But Ellie and I talked after the Kyrie trade. Do we all have to reevaluate this? It looked like, and we didn't know about Isaiah's health issue then. There was an opportunity to avoid the trade that Cleveland didn't take. But I guess we all thought, although there's risk in trading Kyrie to Boston, an Eastern rival, didn't we all think Cleveland did as well as they could have when Kyrie basically had a gun to their head, right?
Okay, no doubt about it. I mean, hindsight, it was a terrible trade. But when it happened, everybody thought, oh, great. You get that Brooklyn pick. You know, it should be a lottery pick. Jay Crowder, a defender, a guy that can hit open shots. And Isaiah Thomas, knowing he's coming back from injury, he still was the second leading scorer in the NBA the previous year. So you thought, hey, this is great. This is actually a pretty good haul for a guy that doesn't want to be here. Now you have to look at it differently and go, okay, now for, you know, Kyrie, you got with George Hill and Clarkson and Nance, and you still have that first round pick. So it's a little different type of haul. But guys, the best thing about this deal is all the guys that are going to come in, they'll have defined roles. They'll be young and athletic and energetic. It's one of the reasons the Cavaliers are going to give more minutes to Jetty Osman, the rookie from Turkey. They got a lot younger and a lot more athletic in this trade, and egos are not there. None of these guys have a right to feel like they should have the ball over LeBron. And I think that'll settle down the locker room and the madness on the court.
With Emmett Golden, Drive host, ESPN 850 in Cleveland. All right, they're younger, they're more athletic, they're more energetic. But does this group now allow them to beat Boston and Toronto, or Toronto and Golden State? I mean, I know we'll see how this all fits together. What do you think? How good will they be?
I think this puts them right back to the top of the Eastern Conference. It's going to be tough to beat the Warriors or even the Rockets, for that matter. Those are two just great teams this year. I know, Toronto, they're a really good team. They've been a really good team. It's just whenever the Cavaliers and the Raptors meet, I've seen it before. I've seen it a bunch of times, and I just don't have a reason to think that the Raptors in the playoffs will be able to get past the Cavs. Boston, I believe it'd be a really good series, a really personal series, but I do believe the Cavs have enough to get past Boston. It's going to be tough, though, to beat one of the two top teams in the Western Conference because they're just so good.
Do you look and does this change anything about your perspective on LeBron staying or going? I don't buy any of the Texas teams. I think the Clippers are going to make a pitch. To me, he stays in Ohio or it's one of the two Los Angeles teams. Would you see any other wild card in the mix this summer?
No, not really. I've always felt like LeBron would stay. And I mean, the biggest reason is I know how much he loves his family and his kids. And in about a year and a half, a little over a year, his oldest son will be entering high school. And knowing LeBron a little bit, the way I do, he'd love to see his son play on LeBron James Court in Akron at St. Vincent St. Mary. And I think he's at his point in life where that would be the most important thing to him. Now, through all of this turmoil, I felt like he probably was going to leave. After this move, I don't feel that way anymore, and I think we'll see a new, more excited LeBron James starting tonight.
Should be a new and more excited Cleveland fan base. Now they have a new team to cheer for. Emmett Golden, thank you so much. Enjoy the basketball. Should be fun.
Oh, always do. Anytime, guys.